This is the show A to Z. For today's program, Brother Muhammad is going to talk to us about Islamic education. Stay tuned.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Dear listeners, welcome to IRIB English Radio with A to Z. In today's discussion with regards to Islamic education, we would like to discuss an important aspect of the process of nurturing Islamic values into our children, into the hearts and minds of our children. We look at the life of a Muslim, and one of the important aspects of the life of a Muslim is the aspect of being a good worshipper. And this worship at times is expressed or is performed through prayers or through fasting or through supplications and remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. An important question that is raised here usually is, why should we recite supplications that have been taught to us rather than reciting supplications on our own? And indeed, it's a very important question that is raised by children themselves. When we as parents wish to teach them certain du'as, certain supplications that have been taught to us by the Holy Prophet himself and his infallible progeny. When we look at the human being and the process of dua in connection to that, we find the human being expresses his utmost basic needs before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the more the human being realizes his or her needs on one hand, the more the human being realizes who Allah is on the other hand, then the human being is in a better position to ask for what is best for himself, and not only what to ask, but also knows how to ask. Indeed, out of all the human beings, the best human beings who know both the aspect of the human nature and also the nature of asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his utmost mercy and forgiveness. And thus the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam and their du'as are the best source for us as human beings to use when reaching out and supplicating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have instances of this from the lifestyle of the Holy Prophet and the infallible Imams alayhimus salam. And one day, Imam Ali alayhi salam was sitting in the mosque of Basra, and a group of his companions were around him, and there was a discussion on the dua that was recited by Khidr alayhi salam. And thereafter, when everybody went, it was late at night, Kumail, one of the companions of Imam Ali alayhi salam, reached out to Imam Ali and he said, I would like you to teach me this dua or supplication of Khidr alayhi salam. And that is when Imam Ali alayhi salam told him, O Kumail, sit and remember, when you memorize this dua, recite it every Thursday night, or recite it once every month, or at least once a year, or at the very least once in your lifetime. Thereafter, Kumail started to write the dua from Imam Ali alayhi salam, and there for we have today, as one of the greatest resources in the Islamic literature, this beautiful supplication called Dua al-Kumail, Dua Kumail, which is recited every Thursday night by Muslims across the world. And they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They supplicate to him in the most beautiful of ways. Indeed, this is an important aspect of the nurturing that as parents we need to introduce the various du'as and supplications, but also not to negate the fact that the children at their age would like to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their own language, in their own special way. That is not to be negated, but indeed, let's build it slowly and gradually Let's instill in them the love of supplication first, and thereafter move forward towards teaching them the etiquettes of supplication and introduce to them the special and deep supplications taught to us by the Ahl al-Bayt alayhim as-salam. I hope you enjoyed today's discussion. Until next time, fi amanillah, under God's protection.
IRIB English Radio.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir. La ilaha illallah.